The poll found that 20% of registered voters wrongfully believe that they won't need to present an ID to vote in next month's election. With the election just a few weeks away, the Government Accountability Board says it's rolling out a public information campaign to reach those voters. Reed Magny is the GAB's spokesperson.
We have a public information campaign that's ready to go, and in fact could be hitting the airwaves yet this week in some limited circumstances. And what we're hoping is that next week the Joint Committee on Finance will approve our request to buy a statewide media campaign.
The board is requesting about $450,000 for the campaign, which will include TV, radio, and online advertisements. Magny says it'll focus on the fact that many people already have the ID they'll need to present at the polls. Charles Franklin, director of the poll, says he found that only about 1% of registered voters in Wisconsin don't have the necessary driver's license, passport, or other photo ID.
So that's a small percentage. It's worth pointing out, though, that there are nearly 3.4 million registered voters in the state. So if this 1.3% applies to all of them, that's about 44,000 registered voters who don't have an ID at this point.
The poll also found that young voters are least likely to know about the ID requirement. 26% of 18 to 29-year-olds don't know that they'll need to present an ID at the polls. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.